Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things to say to his people. He loves us. That's the key to all things, the living love of God. That makes all things possible. The important things are important when we love God back, when we operate according to his love. Without the love of God, we just can't do it. It's too important. Consider what is important to a man. The average guy walking down the street, what is on the top of his list? If somebody said, I give you three wishes, what do you want? Whatever the condition of his heart is at that moment, that's what's going to come out of his mouth. And this can be, this is a very serious matter. Because the love of God, with the love of God, the things of God will be important. The life of God will be important. If the love of God is important, the life of God goes with it. That's how we express the love of God, the life of God. If you love God, you love man. If you love man, you love God. That's just the way it is. His family life is going to be important. His children will be important. His wife will be important. His parents will be important. Things will be in its right and proper perspective. But if he loves the world, he may go out to things like the prodigal son did. He spent his money on, he'll want money to live a riotous life, a wild life, drinking, gambling, whatever. Prostitutes may be important. That's the worldly mindset. If he's a wealthy businessman, he may wish for the advantage over others. That would be important to him. Whatever's in the heart at that moment, that's what's coming out of his mouth. And when people get saved, when they find out that, you know, Jesus said, He gave us instructions and about how to prosper biblically. And when you read the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord put everything in its proper perspective at the time that he was ministering that word. And he said things that we really need to know. Everything that he said helps us to, if the love of God is in our heart, we're going to desire to do the things of God. And the things that he gave us in the Sermon of the Mount, on the Mount, it helps us to put things in its proper perspective and protect the life that we love. If you have a mind to follow God, you finally have a mind to follow God, and you say in your heart, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn all I can. I want to be on God's side. I want to do things God's way. Now you're at a point that you can be a blessing, and you can grow and learn. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. You will live in the proper perspective. If somebody say, what do you want right now? I can make it happen. The things of God will utter out of your mouth because it came from your heart. Whatever is in your heart, that's what comes out of your mouth. That's just the way it is. The more we study his word and read it, to do it, not to judge it, but to do it, that's the only way you're going to learn these things. And your appreciation for the things of God it escalates. It goes up. When that happens, you get to know the Lord. You say, and you'll find yourself saying, oh, that's why Jesus said do this. Oh, this is working. When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, I learned beautiful things. I learned valuable things about people. And I saw people in a different way. I'm looking at people with the revelation God taught me. I love people because God first loved me. But I'm learning things about the love of God that propels me forward in life. I see people differently than people expect. People, you know, when they first meet you, they'll think that you are just like everybody else. Until you love them, you take them serious. You see something in them. And, you know, they can tell. People have a spirit. They can tell. The human spirit is a wonderful thing. It can be treacherous, but it's wonderful. We're made in God's image. Being made in God's image is one of the most valuable things ever. We are designed to operate exactly and precisely like he does. Jesus even said, the word says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Whatever you're going to do in life, do it under the pattern of Jesus. Do what Jesus did. Whatever Jesus did, miracles and all, healing the sick, raising the dead, speaking the words of wisdom from God. Whatever he did, you can do it. And if you don't believe it, just read the book of Acts. The same people who were disciples, who were his students, they did the same things that he did, and sometimes better. Jesus said, he that believes will do greater works. This is our heritage. And so the enemy had to find a way to stop this process. So when you study the New Testament, you'll see religious people that didn't love God interfering. And they were usually Jews trying to get people to live according to the law. The law pointed to Christ. Now that Christ has come, do what Christ did. They still want to do what pointed to Christ, but not as pointing to Christ. They didn't see Christ as like you do. They were blinded by their religious pride. Religious pride has nothing to do with God. Religious pride is one of Satan's worst attacks on the earth. The worldly way, at least you know it's stupid. You're just doing something that's stupid, that has nothing, and then you get trapped by it and you want out. That's what happened to everybody that get caught up in the world. They wish that they can't control their sin passions. They want to be delivered from it. Some people kill themselves because of it. They're not happy anymore. Sin makes you a slave. And God knew this. That's why he told us not to do it. When sometimes people like to preach fire and brimstone. I have to do it sometimes. I warn people about hell. Hell is real. Sometimes people need that wake-up call, that joke. They need a good joke to stop before they end up there. But I would rather just teach people about the process of what happens. If you can get people to listen, you can do it. A lot of people run into the wall and they need a joke. And you have to preach fire and brimstone is real. This is people's reality when they don't get saved or when they fall away from God, when they go back to the vomit of the world. You know, it starts with deception, but it ends in defiance. But the condition of your heart is very important. That's why the Lord called people to the ministry. He can call some of the most unusual people to the ministry that can arrest people's attention. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Go to the website, and all these broadcasts are on there. The broadcast that messed up the other week, It's on there now. So go to newlivingletters.com. These are there as a tool to help you draw near to the Lord. And then you start asking the Lord your questions. The Lord he's given me to put these broadcasts on there. If something helps you, I like to go, when something helps me, I go and listen to it again so I can get stronger. That's the wisdom of God. There are writings on there that can help you do what you got to do anyway. It's everybody's responsibility to learn God. Jesus said, learn of me. In the Old Testament, he told his people to write these things down and post it and teach it to your children. Write it on the pots in the house. Write it on the wall. We have the responsibility of learning who God is and so we can operate according to the love of God. And God got preachers out here to help you out. We can't do it for you, but we can point you in the right direction. And the things that God give us will help you learn what God is saying. All these words come from God. That's why it's so important. And I didn't want to just preach to a crowd and then not record it. We have the ability to record it. Let's record it and listen to what God says. It's timeless. Even the first broadcast on the website, they are timeless too. And the Holy Spirit, whatever he guides you to listen to it and put your heart in it. This is for your life. This is for your new abilities. With your new abilities, you're going to be able to do things like Jesus did. You'll overcome the lies of cold religion. Cold religion, it wants God far away. But if you love God, you want him close up and personal. And the word of God will help you do it. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. So you don't have to be in the dark about anything. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's two things that will prepare you. This is the business plan. Some people pay thousands of dollars to come listen to a businessman to tell them how to make money. If you listen to him, you can do the success that he did. But what's the condition of your heart? What he's got to say does nothing about the condition of your heart in most cases, unless he's a Christian. But what Jesus is saying, it gives you a foundation that can't break down. Satan won't be able to topple your life if you do it Jesus' way. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're operating in this world with the strength of God. Understand that well. You're not doing it just by your own merit, your own wisdom, your own knowledge. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're including the wisdom of God in your life. Remember, you see things in fractional form. If you open your eyes and just slowly turn around, you see everything in 360 degrees. You turn around. You see what's in front of you. You still can't see what's behind you. And when you meet people, they put on their best presentation. You don't really know what's in their heart. But God does. And if you learn to listen to him, you're not going to be a judge. You'll have the wisdom of God to deal with people so that you'll marry the right person instead of the wrong person. Now that right there can cost you more than you want to pay. If you marry the wrong person, that's going to cost you a lifetime of thousands of dollars financially. If you marry the right person, it's going to put you forward. You'll have somebody that can be a life with you, that will love you, that you love. And you'll aid each other throughout the rest of your life. And you can agree. You marry people that you can agree with. And hopefully what's in your heart is the things of God, and what's in their heart are the things of God. And when that happens, now you can do exponential greater works. Your children, every day you're doing something, you're making decisions. These decisions can be biblical. You don't have to fall into the same ditch everybody else falls into. You don't have to get in excessive debt. And see, the wisdom of God will help you to do the right things properly. You'll build your life properly. And it's better. You're going to love it. You're going to wish you had done this all along. The alternative, you can build on sin. You can just go for it. You can whatever wisdom you've gained already, which can be great. And I understand that people do wonderful things and they never pray and they don't consider the Lord. But they walk into traps. And if you do this and still don't get saved, now you gotta burn. See, if you want to go to hell, don't do nothing. But nobody really wants to go to hell. It's not a fictional place, it's real. Heaven's not a fictional place either. You are made in the life and image of God. You cannot ever go back to not existing. I'm going to say that again. You are made in God's image and you can never, ever go back to not existing. You have to be somewhere. Your spirit man cannot be destroyed. It can't be destroyed by hellfire. But you don't want to be trapped there because you'll be feeling that pain. And you don't want to do that. I seen it. The Lord showed it to me. It's real. I felt the heat of it. You don't want to go. And in all actuality, it's worse than I thought it was. Because what I saw, it was terrible. But what other people saw, they saw what happens to people who get into deep defiance. It's worse. People that cause other people problems. It's worse. And we've all done things we don't want to remember. So it's important to consider the living things of God. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You don't have to just be a Christian waiting on Jesus to come back and take you out of here because you're miserable. But if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're going to learn wisdom. You're going to learn all the elements of life. And you're going to see things differently. You're going to see yourself victorious over Satan. You're going to see yourself victorious over situations. And you're going to learn how you can elevate your life no matter what other people are doing and deciding to do. Your life will be working when theirs don't. And it'll encourage people to get their life on track. It's not a competition. Life is not, if you treat life like a competition, you miss the point. If you're doing well, you want to see other people. That's the love of God. You want to see other people do well too. As a man of God, as a preacher, I want to do all that God has for me to do and do it well. And I want everybody else to do better. Now, that doesn't mean I'm stupid if somebody else do better. That means that the whole body of Christ is stronger and less likely to fall away from the Lord and be used by the enemy, Satan. That's the power of God's love. He says, seek first the kingdom of God, how it operates, what it's like, what God is doing, what is his plan. And then he said, and also his righteousness. The righteousness of God. The righteousness of man is not the righteousness of God. And it's easy to think it is. Our righteousness is like a filthy rag. We can't be righteous without Jesus' blood being shed for us. The righteousness of man is not based on the love of God. It's based on good works. People are trying to work their way into heaven. That's pride. That won't work. We live by the strength of God. We do what's in his heart. That's what's important. Living the life of God, living in his strength, living in his love, doing it his way. What is God? What is the Lord putting in your heart? And what does he really want to put in your heart? But you got to receive it. We have faith for the word of God that we receive. If you ask somebody, what do you really want right now? What would you do if you won the lottery? And when they tell you what they'll do right now, if they want, that's what's in their heart. A lot of people say, well, I'll clock out right now and go home. And I'll take a few people with me and I'll open a shop or whatever they're going to do. They say things that they'll do. Sometimes they say things that's just wild. And the Lord knows this. So when people pray and ask the Lord for $1 million, You can get the $1 million, but what's in your heart? Whatever's in your heart, that $1 million will amplify whatever's in your heart. If it's wrong, that money will be a curse to you. Don't desire to receive all that money without the love of God in your heart. You might not come back. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. A lot of people have made themselves wealthy. They were wise. And now they're miserable. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who their real friends are. People are always trying to get money out of them. And they kind of wish they could just go back to the way they was. They move away and they don't know who to trust. They have problems. But see, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you won't have all those kind of problems. People don't think about these things. They don't mean any harm. This is just life. This is how it is. What is in your heart right now? What's a big deal to you? What do you want in this life? God is right here with you to help you to get it all sorted out. He'll teach you how not to be emotionally involved with people. You know somebody ain't right for you and you're still pushing the issue. The Lord, when you rely on his love and wisdom, you learn to let things go that you should let go and receive things that you should. One thing that people really need to do is value themselves. If you don't value yourself, you're not going to be fit for any relationship. If you put a low price tag on your life, the life God gave you, on your abilities, and if you devalue yourself, if that's in your heart, you're going to act like it. Some people let themselves go. They stop combing their hair. They stop, they don't fix themselves up anymore. Because they don't appreciate what they become. Now, before you finish yourself off, go in God's presence and learn how wonderful you really are. He put valuable things in your heart. Live from the heart. I've seen beautiful people, but they don't think they're beautiful. And they act like they're worthless. They won't be fit for any relationship. It'll be a problem. You have to love yourself. A man that loves his wife loves himself. That's just the way it is. You have to love yourself if you're going to have strong relationships. Every relationship, I'm not just talking about your spouse. You got to value yourself before you can value other people, before you can value your children. See, if you don't value yourself, you won't value what pertains to you. I've heard of parents, they get jealous of the progress of their children and they mess it up. Because they get jealous because their children is progressing. And they didn't. They didn't do the things that they didn't make the right decisions to make their life work. But the real love of God, you want to see your children do better. And sometimes when people don't like themselves, they blame their parents. It's important to see what God see about yourself. There's a part of God in you. You're designed to live forever. There are treasures that's dormant. And see, the more you love God, the more it comes up to the surface. The more you love other people, the more you realize it. See, faith only works by love. The faith that you have, if you got saved, you have the faith of God in you. So what you got to do is build on it. The more word of God that you hear and receive and plant down deep in your heart, whatever you receive, that's the strength of your faith. And the way you measure it is the strength of your faith. You can do whatever Jesus did. You just got to hear his word and apply it. But people that won't do that, they can't do that. The limitations that people have collected over time will fall off your life as you seek the Lord, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. Do See, don't just learn of God. Do what he said do. Seeking first the kingdom is learning of God. And his righteousness is doing the word. I just saw that. Revelation come while you're doing what God said do. Seeking first the kingdom of God is learning the word. And seeking his righteousness, that's doing the word. You're seeking first. That's on the top of your list. That's on the top shelf of your life. That's the most important thing that you do. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything will fall in place. Now, you still got to go and learn. You still got to go to school. You still got to learn skills at trade school. Whatever you do, you got to learn it well. But you're motivated for the right reasons. And that makes a big difference in prosperity. You prosper as you serve man. That's the only way people prosper. We look at it like you do 8 hours and go home. You work 8 hours and go home. But you're fulfilling a need for other people, and you're going to get paid for it. But watch this. If you do it grudgingly, it's not as good. But if whatever you do, you're doing it as unto God. That makes a big difference. That's rewardable motives. And God will reward you in greater ways. When you do, I had a job I didn't like. I didn't like working at that grocery store years ago, my first job. But if it snowed and we were working, I would go out and get baskets for the older women that couldn't, get around. And I knew that I was helping people, and it felt good. And I made overtime, and it was a blessing. The motives of life. Why are you doing what you do? You have the ability to serve and help other people. You're in a strategic position to help people. If you're a counselor out of high school and you don't get the top pay, but you're in a position to transform people's life, that is valuable. And whatever you don't make, your friends may make more money at their plants or whatever. They may get overtime. They may be able to buy better cars. But you're in a position to be a blessing to people. Now watch this. God can, with his wisdom, you can have just as much. And you can pray over your finances. God can bless it. You pay tithes. He can bless it. It all works together. And the Lord can show you how to compound the money that you're making and make the difference. You steering people the right way. And some people will envy that position. They will want to be in a position to be a blessing like that. But they'll never get to share the wisdom that God has given them with the next generation because they're out of plan or something. You have to take what do you have? And what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? If you don't preach and if you don't minister and you want to be involved in doing something for God, go before the Lord and he'll show you what you can do. He'll show you who you can help and assist. See, we all work together. It's the love of God. If you stick with the love of God, it's going to always work. That makes a great difference. The whatever's in your heart, it can be corrected. And then once it's corrected, you can go forward. And you don't have to live on the bottom anymore. When you start, as a man is in his heart, so is he. So if whatever's in your heart is continually changing and elevating, you're going to start appreciating yourself and you'll start putting yourself forward. Not in competition, but by the love of God. And that's very important. Valuable things happen. And all the relationships that you have goes up. And the Lord will help you marry somebody compatible to you if you're not married. Or enhance the person you're married to. Sometimes that's the best you can do at this point. But with the love of God, it works better. And remember, all people don't appreciate the love of God. So some people will leave your life. Jesus did say, count up the cost. But do it anyway. I say do it anyway. It's worth it. I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. And he'll fill in all the blanks. See, we don't serve a dead God. God is alive. You start trusting him, you change everything. And everything gets better and greater. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. He loves you and every part of you. Go forward. There's more to know. You're going to love it. Till next time, remember, I love you truly. And God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.